This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. So now I start to get the emails, the texts concerning what's going on here on the radio. When we open the lines up for you, friends, please do inundate them and question the speakers, because I got to kind of tell you how this just rolled out. So when I got this information yesterday, I was on the radio, and it was posted by Pamela Geller. Minnesota Massive Muslim Brotherhood Display of Power to Take Place. As I go through it, I highlighted some of what was going on here. Didn't have a clue as to what was going on, and then I found out it was going to be the 22nd and the 23rd. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, what's going on here? So after the radio show, I went online and I watched Bob Carrillo's video. And he had all the information there. I called the U.S. Bank Stadium and I asked them why there was no information on their schedule concerning this secret plan of Muslims to the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota. And of course, I haven't heard back. Then I left a message for Bob. And as I left the message for Bob, I left it for him right after the show yesterday to get a hold of me, because I understood that there was going to be a planned meeting here in Minneapolis concerning the board of U.S. Bank, those that make the decisions as to who's going to rent out the stadium and who is not. And after I kind of glossed over the video, and I noticed over and over and over again that there was a front. The addresses, the names, there was nothing there. There was nobody behind the names. And I'm thinking to myself, how can someone rent the U.S. Bank Stadium without a legitimate background or legitimate names? And this is what they were doing. So I was in hopes that Bob was going to call me last night, because I had shared with the crew that if they're going to have a board meeting, I want to be there tomorrow. I'm sorry, tonight. That was yesterday. Forgive me. I want to be there tonight. And again, wanting to get into the battle here, friends, to win the day, and that's the only way to do it, is take it to the enemy. Well, about 25 minutes before the show today, after setting up for the Minnesota State Fair, which is starting next week as well, we've been there for 13 years now, and we got an opportunity to reach millions of people literally with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I get a phone call 20 to 25 minutes before the show. And Bob's going on and on and on about everything that's going on. And then he told me he was at the board meeting last night. Well, what I did earlier, do your best to track with me, please. What I did earlier is this morning when I got up, still on fresh on my mind and my heart, as a burden, I called up my friend that was a police officer out at the Minneapolis airport. And I'd asked him if he knew of any of this U.S. Bank Stadium and all these Muslims that are supposed to come in. And he said, I haven't heard a whisper about it. America, I just got to stop right there for a moment and ask you the question, who is the FBI working for? Who is the NSA working for? Who is Homeland Security working for? Who is the TSA working for? Who are the we already know who the representatives are working for, because they're the ones that are alluring these people in to America on our dime. Where are they at? Are you going to suggest to me that they don't know that this is going on? I'm going to hold to that, friends, and I'm going to leave you with a question that only you can answer. And let me take that over to the compound that I was talking about during the first segment of the last hour. Concerning this compound in New Mexico, where two Muslim extremists, armed to the hilt, were raising up 11 children to commit school shootings, jihad, in public schools in the future and against our police. Knowing that there was one little boy that was actually killed there, tunnels under this compound. Are you going to suggest to me that these agencies did not know? Here, I want to tell you what these agencies did do. After they released the suspects, the federal government sent in their agencies to destroy the evidence. Why? Why? Yesterday I shared with you they're doing the same thing in Parkland. Still no video release, but we're told that, hey, listen, Nicholas Cruz did what he did all by himself and he killed all these kids. Well, release the 70 videos so we can decide for ourselves as to what took place there. Nope, they're going to tear down the building. Same thing with Sandy Hook. They tore down the building, got rid of all the evidence. Folks, why is it that the American people have been duped over and over and over again by these agencies who are the fox in the chicken coop? You need to understand, folks, the more I learn of these agencies, the more I clearly see that they are there to protect the big guy and the big corporations concerning their crimes against we, the people, the little guys. They're there to protect them from us. And they're incriminating the innocent to protect the guilty. When you look at that New Mexico compound, friends, their fingers are all over it, and you know it. And these are agencies that we have been grown, folks, as we grew up in this country as little kids, we have been taught to teach, to trust these people. And it's these people that are letting us down over and over and over again. How many investigations, friends, when it gets to the FBI, it just stops. The investigations stop. Or people are found dead, like another one last week. This is a whole nother branch off the conversation we're having, but it does apply to what we're speaking of. Just last week, again, Jen Moore investigating allegations of pedophilia against Bill Clinton concerning the little boy that's now grown up. She calls the DOJ and the FBI. She's found dead mysteriously. Once, folks, there's hundreds of dead bodies around the Clintons. Who's doing the killing for them, friends? Come on. And where is this new administration to bring in the DOJ to bring in that rule of law? Come on, I'm just from the heart speaking to everybody listening to me. Why are you being diverted right now through Donald Trump now onto what? The NFL and being a father to the NFL players. Hey, folks, who cares about that? What about the 35 jihadi camps that are well-known, friends, in the United States of America, and the media is not talking about them? And then we're talking about the secret plan of Muslims coming into the U.S. bank here this up-and-coming week, and the police force hasn't even heard a whisper of this event to take place. Matter of fact, going back to the police officer, he had told me, Bradley, when the PGA came into Minneapolis, he said we knew everything. He said we knew everything from the hotel shuttles to how many cabs to what needed to happen to make sure that we had this many people going through here. But yet when it comes to what's going on, what's really going on, the media is doing their best to keep it. The camera's on the point man, Donald Trump, to get your eyes off of what really is happening behind closed doors. And by the way, in so many different ways, it's happening right in front of your face. And I'm telling you what, friends, your enemy is a lot further than you think they are. And it's time. I'm not going to try to convince you. I'm telling you, wake up.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments. You need to listen to this carefully. This is the resolve from the problem to the answer right here. Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with who? The wicked. The Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed because the people didn't deal with corrupt politicians, just for the record. Let me show you how the Lord deals with corruption, because man leaves off their obligation in the keeping of God's commandments, not suggestions. First of all, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. And the reason I bring that up first and foremost is because I know that there's a lot of people out there that have a dissimulated version of love, a fiend version of love. And the Bible tells us in the book of Peter that it's an unfiend love of the brethren, not counterfeit. Okay? How often I see and hear the professors of Christianity today walking contrary to the word and the spirit of the living Christ. Get a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper, please. Read 2 Corinthians 3:6. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Friends, how willing they are to overlook judgment when it comes to the criminals that run rampant in America. Okay? We're not going to talk about a different country or a different group of people. We're going to take responsibility and apply it to ourselves. How willing people are to overlook judgment when it comes to the criminals that run rampant in this country, and on the other hand, how willingly they are to show compassion to the criminals while overlooking the victims. Why? Big question mark. Why? Well, when you go to Proverbs 28, verse 5, it says, evil men understand not judgment. That's right. Oh, thou shalt not judge.
Bradley, who are you to judge? Come on, brother. We're not here to judge one another. Right? We've heard them all. Effeminates, ignorance, biblically illiterates, what do? They twist Scripture like Satan twisteth Scripture. Okay? Read Deuteronomy 4. If you read the preceding verse of that evil men understand not judgment, you'll see that Scripture tells us that they that forsake the law, God's moral law, okay, not ceremonial, that's been done away with in Christ, God, through His moral law, His Ten Commandments, Deuteronomy 5, Exodus 20, Romans 13, the list goes on. If you read the preceding verse, you will see that Scripture tells us, they that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked. And that's exactly right. See, they praise the wicked by overlooking judgment. They praise the wicked by showing more compassion to the predator than the victim, to your own demise. See, and this is exactly the scriptural point that I want to make. From the pulpits in America today, we hear the events unfold of Sodom and Gomorrah and how Abraham should have prayed longer in hopes that God would have spared them rather than the righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah doing what God had commanded them. And of course, not a second thought on man's behalf is given concerning the victims in Sodom or in Gomorrah. You guys know the story in Genesis 18, 16 through 33. You know how it goes? Abraham started to pray. But I want you to listen to the accounts. And we're told through the pulpits today is only if Abraham would have kept asking the Lord, maybe he would have spared the cities. Wait a second. What about the victims? Is it a mercy on society, friends, to overlook judgment upon the wicked? No. It destroys society. To overlook judgment actually exemplifies and exhibits hate from your heart when you don't do what God commanded. He knows better. He's the creator. We're the creation. And it's always for our good to do that which God commands. Listen to this. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great mighty and mighty nation. Thank God for Abraham. And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, said the Lord, that he will command his children and his household after him. What will he do? And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him, the promises. And the Lord said, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, lawlessness, 1 John 3:4, the Lord said, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord, and Abraham drew near unto the Lord and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? This is key, so you can understand my heart, because this is my heart to a T. This is my heart to a T. Abraham drew near and said, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Will you also destroy and not spare the place for 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, said Abraham to the Lord, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee, Abraham said to the Lord. And then he said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And here's the answer from the Lord. And the Lord said, if I find Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I'll spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I've taken upon me to speak unto thee, Lord, which am dust and ashes. Peradventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. 45 wilt thou destroy also the city for the lack of 5. And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, the Lord said, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure, there shall be 40 there. And the Lord said, I will not for 40's sake. In other words, the Lord couldn't find 40 righteous people. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak.
Peradventure there shall be 30 be found there, Abraham asked the Lord. And the Lord said, I will not do it. I won't destroy them if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me, this being Abraham, to speak unto thee, Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And the Lord said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. Again, keep in mind, the Lord was looking for the righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord said, if there's 10, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way, and as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. That's Genesis 18, 16 through 33. Is anybody paying attention to the details here? Because the Lord couldn't find 10 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah. Who are the righteous? Those that execute righteousness and judgment within the gate. They love the good and they hate the evil. He couldn't find them in Sodom and Gomorrah. But today, what do you hear from the pulpits? Oh, if he would have only kept praying. If he would have only kept, as if to suggest the Lord didn't know what he was doing. From the offset? Really? Are you kidding me? And again, American, I want you to keep in mind, you have the pulpits in America with these whores and these hirelings advocating through apathy and tolerance and their silence, which is deafening, friends, advocating the very crimes that God condemns. And yet you have them today. From their false conversions, folks, from their reprobate minds and their reprobate hearts, talking about the fact that why didn't Abraham just keep praying for Sodom and Gomorrah? Hey, wait a second. Why don't you stop for a moment, brother from another mother, and ask yourself the question, what about the victims? Do you think that it's mercy bringing it to the United States of America? Do you think that it's mercy on the behalf of we the people in this country that profess to be Christians? And I'm not talking about myself here. I'm talking about the 300,000 pulpits that remain silent while 4,000 babies are being murdered today. Do you think that's a mercy to the innocent baby in the womb to ask for more time so we can kill more babies and allow more babies to be murdered? You have it backwards. You have it completely backwards. It's not a mercy to the innocent. That's cruelty. And it's interesting, the Bible clearly tells us that their cruelties and the wicked and their cruelties, friends, are displayed every day. They would rather have more time to live out their own little selfish lives inside of their buildings today and talk about how God needed to just move Abraham, and Abraham just needed to move God and ask for more and just go down. Well, if you can't get 10, go to 5. Oh, brothers and sisters, can you imagine if you would have just pushed him to 1? Hey, folks, the point was is there was no righteous. There wasn't a 1. And that's exactly why the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's exactly why America is being judged today, too. I'm going to bring it to chapter 19. Now we're going to go to what were they doing to the innocent right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
They should be looking at Bruce Orr and his wife Nellie for dealing with, by the way, indirectly Russians. They should be looking at steel.
President Trump reportedly looking to revoke security clearances of Obama-era employees at the Justice Department. The president speaking about this topic with reporters on the White House lawn.
Mr. President, what do you say to those who say you're trying to silence your critics by taking away
silence.
The clearances?
If anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice.
After taking John Brennan's clearance away.
I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect. And Senator Burr said it best. If you knew anything, why didn't you report it when you were before all of these committees?
And former First Lady Rosalynn Carter celebrating her birthday today. She is 91 years old. At the Carter Library in Atlanta, you can sign her birthday card. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. Pulpits today are preaching Abraham should have kept going. Maybe God would have spared them in their wickedness. It's exactly what they're advocating for, friends. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. That's exactly right. So, Abraham pleads with God concerning that of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord couldn't find the righteous. Listen carefully. He couldn't find anybody to stand in the gap and protest the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. They were too busy living their own little selfish life, their own little selfish lives. Friends, listen carefully. Genesis chapter 19 records the two angels. These are the crimes disguised as human men visiting Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot met the angels in the city square and urged them to stay at his house. The angels agreed. The Bible informs us before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. Why? Well, they called to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them." Genesis 19, 4 through 5. The angels then proceed to blind all the men of Sodom and Gomorrah and urge Lot and his family to flee from the cities to escape the wrath that God was about to deliver. Lot and his family flee the city, and then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew the cities and the entire plain, including all those living in the cities. Genesis 19:24. And by the way, if you'd like to go to Wyattsmuseum.com, you can actually see where those two cities were established during their time. And what's interesting is you can still see the sulfur balls all around those cities. Wyattmuseum.com. And this is information that your governments across the world don't want you to have, because it solidifies your faith in the Word of God. Folks, nobody is more attacked than real Christians in this world. Read Revelation 12. Revelation 12. You'll see that the enemy made war against the saints and those that keep the commandments of the Lord. He doesn't bother with those that don't do anything. The devil can't even use them. He makes war against who? Those that keep the commandments of the Lord. That's a living faith. Faith is always exhibited, friends. Matter of fact, if you go to Revelation 12:17, and the dragon was enraged with the woman, the church, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Boy, that's interesting how that all comes together, isn't it? So God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah concerning wicked men that were violating innocent men. And what's interesting to note is the Lord couldn't find any righteous to do the job that he commanded them to do. He had to do what men left off. Because he is not a man that he should lie. And he will not leave himself without witness, friends. In the spirit, friends, the law is always perpetual. It's always at work. And that's the mercy of God. That he's always at work. He's always at work. Now, in light of the passage, the most common response to the question is, what was the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah? Is it that it was homosexuality? Well, that is how the term sodomy came to be used to refer to sex between two men, whether consensual or force. And by the way, America, it's a felony in every state in our union, just so you know, and it always will be. Clearly, homosexuality was part of the reason God destroyed the two cities, but the men of Sodom and Gomorrah wanted to perform homosexual gang rape on the two angels. Think about that. Who were disguised as men. And at the same time, it is not biblical to say that homosexuality was the exclusive reason why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. The cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were definitely not exclusive in terms of the sins in which they indulged. If you go to Ezekiel 16:49-50, it declares, "Now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant." Listen carefully, America. "She and her daughters were arrogant. They were prideful. The Bible tells us, take heed that you stand, lest you fall, America. Humble yourselves. They were overfed and unconcerned with the innocent." They didn't help the poor and the needy. "They were haughty and did detestable things before me," the Bible says. The Hebrew word translated detestable refers to something that is morally disgusting and is this exact same word in Leviticus 18:22 that refers to homosexuality as not a sin, but an abomination. And if you go to Jude 7, it declares Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. You seen just this last week, friends, did you not? The primary winner for the gubernatorial candidates in Vermont is a transgender. Oh, America, you listen to me carefully, and I say this with all confidence and with all boldness. You, by what you tolerate, are daring the justice of God, and you, without a doubt, will get a response. And it's the same thing with Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord couldn't find anybody to stand up and do what he commanded him to do. No, someone else will take care of that. Yep, the wicked are. The wicked are taking care of the problem, friends. Matter of fact, they are the problem. You see, just last week on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, where over in San Francisco, they had library time with the transgenders, where the transgenders read to the little children. Though there was probably less than 10 people there, of course the media is going to come up and blow it up like everybody's a part of it, and everybody's given their approval and approbation. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Concerning those people that just can't help themselves. Yep. Isn't that interesting? When a man lies, he's held accountable for breaking the law. Well, what if the guy that lies says he can't help himself? Right? I mean, to suggest sexually that you just can't help yourself, but you go ahead and act out. I mean, you've got the dispensation to choose the right, but you choose the wrong. Deuteronomy 30:19, you're not kidding anybody but yourself. When a man steals, does the law come down on him and say, is enforced against their crime, stating that you can't steal? Or what if the guy that steals just says, well, I can't help myself? Really? Really? How's that going to work out in court? It's not going to work out in court. What about the man that likes to kill? He said he's doing his best. He just kills on Friday. See, man in his debased state always tries to justify whatever he does, regardless if it's right or wrong in the sight of heaven or not. Is he to be held accountable for his crimes? Absolutely. So it is with homosexuality, friends. So it is with other crimes that violate God's moral law. In America, especially those that call themselves Christians, you should be offended. But instead of you being offended, you stand back and let them offend while they go through you and perpetuate the crime with the spear, while they sit there in a counterfeit dissimulation and play out that they're the victim somehow. And just like I told you 10 years ago, they're going to go for your kids. And I also told you, and that's exactly what they've done. That's exactly what they've done. And I also told you on the heels of the homosexuals, there is going to be an enemy that's going to walk through the same door, and it's exactly what they've done. Remember John Adams said that our Constitution is made for a religious, a Christian, and a moral people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And you're finding that out today. Like it or not, you're beginning to see it roll out today. And for all of those, and I'll get to this in a moment, for all of those standing back and say, oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. Hey, I want to tell you, it's not a day of light, it's a day of darkness. And woe unto you, Scripture tells you. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. You have no idea. If you would read your Bible, you'd find out that that's not something to take lightly in any sense of the word. But then again, I speak to a people in the United States of America that don't highly esteem the living God, nor do they walk in the fear of the Lord. Those who attempt to explain away the biblical condemnations of homosexuality claim that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was inhospitality. Really? Really? The men of Sodom and Gomorrah were certainly being inhospitable. There's probably nothing more inhospitable than a homosexual gang rape, do you suppose? But to say God completely destroyed two cities and all their inhabitants for being in hospital clearly misses the whole point. Folks, my goodness. While Sodom and Gomorrah were guilty of many other horrendous sins, homosexuality was the reason God poured fiery sulfur on the cities, the Bible tells us, completely destroying them and all of their inhabitants, the Bible says. And to this day, the area where Sodom and Gomorrah were located remains a desolate wasteland, as the Lord said. Sodom and Gomorrah serve as a powerful example of how God feels about sin in general and homosexuality specifically. Now, my point, there were no righteous to be spared, and the Lord did what man failed to do when they had the time to do it. Let's put it into context, America. Preaching what your preacher fails to preach. Hey, America, how do you show mercy to a people who observe lying vanities? Read Jonah 2:4. How do you show mercy to a people who refuse to return to the living God? Jeremiah 6:16, and on his terms, by the way. Read Jeremiah 22, verse 3. Friends, God must be true, and judgment must commence. We're going to take the tail end of this and finish it up in the next segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, final segment. Got much to cover, but I'm going to take Jeff from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Thank you, Bradley. We've spoken before. I just give you a heads up. It's worse than you think with, you know, the churches. They're not only ministering about, you know, homosexuality being okay. We also, there's a church here in East Tennessee that is, we call it corporate church, because they have started like 6 churches, 7 churches in the area under their umbrella. And one of the churches is Rio Revolution is what it's called. And the minister is preaching that Jesus was an immigrant. Because the angel come to Jesus, you know, come to Mary and, or to Joseph and said, you know, you need to leave, you know, and go to Egypt, you know, because Herod's going to kill all the, you know, any child under age 3 to save his life, not to make him immigrant.
Yeah, here's the deal, Jeff, and I totally appreciate you calling me, and I do remember you. Thank you for calling in, by the way. And I'm going to identify it in the next couple moments, but listen, just on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have over 100 priests in one city ran horrific pedophile ring, sonsoflibertymedia.com, government looked the other way. If you're not preaching out against sin, The bottom line is this, you're guilty of it. And that's where it comes. The higher I go up, matter of fact, listen, I've been to the top of the church in the United States. And I've been to the bottom of it. And when I go to the top, I understand the bottom of it. Because the apple doesn't fall too far from the immoral, compromising tree. And that's exactly what it is. One of these, as a matter of fact, one of these church leaders in the United States of America, we just found out not only was he a Mason, but he's also a part of the Knights of Malta. In America, if you want to understand the compromise going on in your country right now, it's because of those that you listen to over and over. It's not every single one of them, but I can tell you it's far and few between those that I would listen to. And a famous preacher one time said that if you want to listen to the Word of God and what it declares, you're going to have to find those teachers in the corner, because those that have the multitudes in their churches, that which is highly esteemed is an abomination in the sight of God. And that's exactly right.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So I appreciate it, but for the sake of time, Jeff, again, I'm going to just, without getting ahead of myself, I'm going to nail exactly what we're talking about right now, my friend.
Good.
Appreciate it.
Look forward to hearing.
Thank you very much. Yep, thank you, sir. Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. I just asked you the question, how do you show mercy to a people who observe lying vanities? Now, I'm going to shoot this off from the hip. Men today, like of Sodom and Gomorrah, are not valiant for the truth. They're valiant to proceed from evil to evil. Jeremiah 5. They care more about the pleasures of sin for a season than they are grieved for the afflictions of Joseph. Read Amos 6:6 and Hebrews 11:25. Men today care more of compromise, you know, where two men both agree on what they both know is wrong, and diplomacy, seduction in another guise, and promoting anarchy through antinomianism than they do the law of God against the sins under judgment that enslave men. Read John 8:34. And instead of establishing judgment within the gate and hating the evil and loving the good, which is found in Amos 5:15, in hopes that the Lord may be gracious to their repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10, what do? Well, they reject the counsel of God against themselves by hating the good and loving the evil. And by the way, and that to your own damnation, friends. They care more about the approbation and favor of men than they do that of the living God and what his word declares. Read Galatians 1:10. Not knowing that which is highly favored among men is an abomination unto the Lord. Read Luke 16:15. See, they wear the cross, yet they have no testimony of the power of God unto salvation by the cross, because they do not practice what Christ required. You know, deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me, which is found in Matthew 16:24, Romans 1:16, 2 Corinthians 5:15, 13:4-5, as well as Galatians 2:21. Matter of fact, professed Christians in America today talk much of love through their, listen carefully, their inaction. They talk much of love, yet they know nothing of it. 1 John 3:18. They read what to do, but do it not. In fact, they declare and proclaim how much they love God, and yet if they were to have them take the time and to read God's moral law and look to their own lives, they would find out how much they actually hate God through their inactions, which is found in Matthew 15:8. Then again, these were the same type of people in Jerusalem crying out, "Crucify him! Crucify him! We have no king but King Caesar!" Sound familiar, Trumpites? Read John 19:15. And these are the same people today persecuting living Christians while praising the dead ones. All sound familiar, America? Read Matthew 5:10. You see, they continuously preach of the heroisms of Abraham and Moses and Joshua, David, Gideon, Samson, and others from the pulpit, and fail to understand what these men were doing when serving their generations. Read Psalm 71:18-19. David declares it right there. Also read Isaiah 51:4. And today, instead of doing the same, they simply hide under a false grace, a false covering, by adding sin to sin, read Isaiah 30, and give themselves over to a man, namely the president, and declare end times. They declare we're in the end times because they have failed to stand up and fight for their posterity in keeping the Lord's commandments and his judgments. Read Psalm 78:1-11. Folks, this is what it is. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a bunch of ungrateful reprobates, pretenders, counterfeits, and hypocrites. This is what they are. Read Matthew 23, verse 3. That whole chapter, Jesus Christ took the time to warn his disciples to beware of the leaven of Herod, that of the doctrines of government, corrupt government, and that of the Pharisees, corrupt doctrine found in the church. And instead of reaching out to the greatest demographic here in America, namely public high schools, they send missionaries to foreign lands to do there what they fail to do here for their own. And instead of fighting for their posterity and shutting down the illegalities of sodomy in all 50 states, well, they just teach their kids to do their best to understand that these homosexuals, they just can't help themselves, while God, in fact, says just the exact opposite. Read Leviticus 20:18. And instead of fighting on their behalf against the federal government that is illegally indoctrinating them, they simply give their kids over to them to be dummied down. As a matter of fact, 86% of them are dropping them off at the school gate. Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. And instead of protesting the murder of 58 million babies, Proverbs 6:17, they merely pass it off as a choice. That being the lesson of the day that they learned from the media that they say they just don't believe in. You see how this is, America? Romans 1:18. The American church, instead of protesting corruption in government to the example of the biblical patriots and our American forefathers, Matthew 5:17 and 18, they teach the church to submit to tyranny, as if to suggest that is somehow obedience to God. Nothing could be further from the truth. Romans 12:21. See, the church in America has failed to keep the commands of the God of Israel. And instead of preaching out against sin, they advocate for that which God clearly condemns, thereby making war against God, Micah 3:5, and which at length destroys our government, our country, and our families. Look to their fiend, counterfeit strength that they profess to possess. It's gauged by simply looking to the prevailing immoralities and debaucheries of society. They are weak, they're pathetic, and they have no excuse as to why America is where it is today. Why did God judge Sodom and Gomorrah? It's the same reason that he's judging America today, Amos 4:12. He cannot find the righteous in order to spare her, America. Jeremiah 22, verse 3. Let me define the wicked, and I end the show. Wicked men in the sight of God are those that have the knowledge of what to do when it comes to the right found in the Word of God. But over and over again, they turn their shoulders and choose the wrong. And how do they choose the wrong? They accept tolerance and apathy. And I want to tell you something. Through tolerance and apathy, Americans are being and bringing upon themselves destruction. Read Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. And by the way, that destruction that's coming to America and that we're in process of right now through judgment, it won't be reversed. Which leaves no alternative as to why God is judging and why God is judging America today. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. And folks, if that is not the heart of God, if that is not love, I can't give it to you any other way. Because first and foremost, I have to have it before I can give it. And 2 days ago, and I sat and wrote that after dinner, and it was so burdensome that I said, this is exactly my heart right here. That's my message. And it's a message of love. And the message is, America, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21. Read, when you get more time, Acts 2:38, and the list goes on. See ya!
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.